Winston room, and that there will be coffee and tea served at 9:45. The meeting started at 10:15. I've also been asked to announce that after the close of this meeting, the ISI Alumni Association is willing to offer a free drink to all comers.
Where?
You're quite right, in the back of this room. I think you will notice it. Both our speakers tonight are well known, so I can be uncharacteristically brief. Professor Henry Manne, who will start things off, claims to have been educated at the University of Chicago. Without going quite so far, it must be acknowledged that there's evidence that he studied there. After that, he went to Rochester, where, understandably, he became addicted to bottles. With a peculiar perversion, he became addicted to empty bottles. I resist all temptations to interpret that without a fee. Suffice it to say that he was removed to Miami, where he discovered gold, and has now lured a number of economists, such as Milton Friedman, there to discuss his discovery. Meanwhile, he continues his hobby of teaching law to innocent students at the University of Miami. Professor Irving Kristol, who will be our second speaker, also hung around the University of Chicago. However, he recovered and became the Luce Professor of Urban Values at New York University. The Luce Foundation has done two remarkable things in New York. They sponsored and paid for an exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art called Harlem on My Mind. It was an unmitigated disaster. They also sponsored Mr. Kristol's professorship at New York University. I wish to state very firmly that of the two investments, that of Professor Kristol was the better one. It was also much cheaper. Now, as for the procedure, Professor Manne will show conclusively, but in no more than 20 minutes, how wrong Professor Kristol's ideas about the social function of corporations are. Then Professor Kristol will show conclusively, but in no more than 20 minutes, how wrong Professor Manne's ideas about corporations are. After that, I will show politely, and in no more than 2 minutes, how right Professor Manne and Professor Kristol both are. After that, you will have 40 minutes to show how wrong we all are.